As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Shout out to our friend and station mate, Grant Paulson. He got a really good picture of Nats pitchers Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore with their wags right on the glass down at Game 1 at Capital One Arena.
Oh, wow, supporting, that's cool.
Nats out in the wild supporting the Caps.
Yeah, it was an off night for him.
So very cool.
Gore is
very
cool. Balling so far, right? He's had at least two outstanding outings, right?
And Irvin's last outing was really good,
Jake Irvin struggled in his first two, but his last two or maybe three have been great. And then Gore's really only had one bad outing.
Yeah. Can we project out? Let's hope that the rain doesn't come on Saturday, but my luck probably will. Can we project out who the pitchers will be when Vinny, Joe, and I go?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Does ESPN have that far in advance?
I'll tell you right now. So that's a Saturday game, correct?
Right.
4:05 start.
Is it a 4? That's a perfect start.
Yeah. The projected starters for that game
on
Saturday are they don't have one for the Nats, but they got Clay Holmes for the Mets.
Hey, EB, I hope you got us some fancy Terror Club tickets.
Well, who do they have leading up to it? You can kind of do the math, can't you?
Let's see. Parker goes today.
I would love to see Gore again.
Hold on.
Gore goes at the
Gore goes
the third
Thursday.
Game.
Friday would be Irvin. It might be. See, they got Williams going Wednesday. Parker Williams, Gore, Irvin, and then who would fifth? Who am I missing?
Oh, is it Lord?
Oh, you know what?
Lord
it's Brad start? Lord. It might be Brad Lord.
That's all right. He's a prospect that they like, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's the guy they called up because Soroka got hurt, but it might be him. I'm not sure why they have it empty.
But I think it's so weird. Like, we're supposed to have, like, perfect weather all week. By the way, it's officially here. I think we're going to hit, like, 80s. Like, it's here, baby. Mm-hmm. Spring is here. All that BS, all the winter stuff's behind us. But it's supposed to be, like, a gorgeous week. But then it's supposed to rain on Saturday. The one day I got my tickets, like,
They're calling for rain Friday night and Saturday. I'm not sure how much on Saturday. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be an all-day thing or just some spotty showers.
That'll ruin the bullpen experience.
It will. It will.
If it's raining.
Well, you know what? Just pay attention. Watch Doug Kammerer.
Well, what am I going to do?
All weekend.
Still going to go.
Of course you are.
We'll just go hang out in the what do they call it now? The Terra Club?
Is that what I think that's what it's called. Is that what it's called? Not 100% sure.
So this past weekend, I was in another convention center. I was in the one in Philly.
You've been there before, right?
A million times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've stayed
How much bigger is that convention center than the D.C. convention center? Or is it about the same?
D.C.'s is pretty big.
D.C. is big. I just figure Philly's bigger.
Yeah,
because
I don't know. They're kind of similar
city.
To me. It doesn't seem like it's particularly different. Like Kansas City's is smaller. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Raleigh's
Is
smaller.
Smaller cities.
Yeah. But we stayed at the Cambria Hotel in Philly. We stayed in a million of them. And this is every time you go, it's just like whatever deal you get. And this one required about a half mile walk to get to the convention center every day. And one of the days, I stopped at a Starbucks. I wanted to get some coffee to start my day.
Yep.
Do you know how much I paid I'm not a huge Starbucks guy.
Okay.
You know, normally I just get just black coffee and I put a little stevia in it.
Sure.
That's what I'm trying to do for the last 6 months. Okay. And it's not, I don't like it. I just drink it because I need to stay awake mm-hmm. for this stupid show. But then if I don't drink coffee on the weekends, I get a headache. So I got to have my coffee.
It's because you're addicted to caffeine.
You're addicted to the caffeine.
Yeah,
right?
I am too.
So I said, I'll treat myself because I'm sitting in a convention center all day. I'll go to Starbucks. I'll get whatever I know. I don't even know how to order it. I just say medium peppermint mocha.
That would be a grande.
Grande.
Peppermint
but
mocha.
But I don't know. What are the
different? Because your tall is your small.
Right.
Grande is your medium.
Right.
Venti is your large. They also have an extra large, which I've never ordered. I don't know the proper
By the way,
term
do you believe those? Those reels where they show a small, a medium, and a large, and they pour those things, and they're all the same amount of coffee. Have you seen those before?
No, I don't.
But they have a small cup, a medium cup, and then a large cup, and the large cup's taller, but it's skinnier. The medium cup is taller, but it's a little skinnier.
I don't.
And then
don't
you have your small cup, and it just pours the same freaking 12 ounces.
Not sure if I believe that. I think you might.
We've all seen those before.
I've never seen those. I think you might.
You've
be
never
getting,
seen that?
I think you might be getting scammed by the reels.
Well, I think it's a very popular video that goes
so
around.
So what you're telling me is if I go and order a tall at Starbucks, they're going to pour it into the venti cup, which is the 20-ounce cup, and it's going to be 12 ounces of coffee?
It's going to be the same in this. That's the video that's gone viral many times.
I don't understand
what's
happening.
Small and medium. You've never seen that? I'm the only guy that's seen it?
I think you're getting duped.
Okay, whatever. That's not the point.
Okay.
The point is,
what is
I did,
the cost?
I did my medium peppermint mocha, which to me is not an exotic coffee. That's a normal, like to me, that's like, what, right? It's not like I have some long list. It was $7.50.
I mean, that sounds exorbitant, but.
If I was a Starbucks
I'm not
addict,
surprised. Yeah.
Are they paying?
You're spending $50, $60 bucks a week.
Are they paying $7.50 a day?
Yes.
For their coffee.
I bet you many people are doing that.
How do you sustain that habit?
I mean
that just drains your bank account.
And how much is cigarettes?
Because people are addicted.
Oh,
to it.
Cigarettes are
for
at least,
people that are addicted.
That's
how much is a pack?
At least 10. Now, if you're getting premium,
how much
like,
is a take an average? $10.
$10. Now so you can get numbers. You can get like a pack of American Spirits for like $7.50, $8 maybe. Mike Marr, you can...
Those blickies burn slow. Spirits.
Oh, by the way, Mike Marr.
Is that good? That's good, then.
We need to know.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to give you a drum roll, Mike Marr. Now, you did make it through Lent season and Easter season with no Zins. Did you break your Zin fast on Sunday, on Easter Sunday?
Wait for the drum roll. I did not.
Oh, you're out. You're out on
Zin. I'm done with Zin.
Look at you.
Never going back to it, unless this weekend, possibly. But
why would you do it this weekend?
Well, you know, NFL draft, the Commanders make some good moves on Friday.
Why don't you just pour yourself a drink?
I probably double
dip there.
He's
going to do that, too.
So if Adam Peters fleeces a team and moves back and gets a bunch of extra picks, then the Zins go in?
Yep, because I have a fresh tin upstairs in my room. So I'm just waiting to crack the seal.
Oh, well,
dude, you did it. You broke the habit. You got out of it. So don't go back in.
Yeah,
how much is a pack of Zins every time you buy them?
It's like $6. It's going to be a celebratory thing. It's not going to be, you know, coming into work, leaving work, leaving the gym.
Won't be a habit thing. It's just like a one-off.
Exactly. But I proved to myself I could do it. So.
A zin off.
Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
That is.
Appreciate that, man.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, you had a crippling addiction to Zins, and you broke it.
Snapped the habit.
Are you a Starbucks guy?
Not at all.
No, but none of us here are Starbucks guys.
Hell no.
None of us are.
I mean.
Drab, you're not, right? You don't do that. You don't go there.
No, but I'll buy my wife the Starbucks.
What is her order? She always get the same exact thing?
It's like $7, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it?
Vanilla skinny latte.
Vanilla skinny latte Grande, is like $7.50
yeah,
or something.
Like $6.50, $7, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Well, I feel like it's worth $5.
$4 or $5.
I feel
like
it's $5. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
It should be $5.
Well, it was.
10 years ago, it probably was.
Probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. I don't know.
I think I'm out
on it. How much doesn't even taste that good.
EB, how much do you tip the barista?
Zero. I don't
I knew
tip
the
anybody.
Answer before I asked.
I tip nobody where it says add a tip, add a tip.
It's a life leak for me.
I do. No tip. No,
tip
right in their face.
Like,
no tip.
I tip like on takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tip the full like 15 or 20%. I'd nub them a little bit, like 10%, but still, like.
So if you go to the Big Greek Cafe over and only before you head out to Norbeck,
they don't ask for a tip. That's one of the few places that does. They just.
Okay, let's just say it was a place like, let's say you just go any place, a Subway, and you ordered your sub, your 6-inch sub,
right.
And you go and it says at tip. I always put no tip.
I have cutoffs. I feel like Subway is a non-tipping spot. But like if I go
on the debit,
I go to get Italian food, Italian takeout, I'll generally get like it's $60. I'll give them $5 or $6.
Yeah, that's standard. That's standard. If you're going to an actual restaurant, like server,
if I go to Cava,
even if it's takeout,
if I go to Cava, I walk through the line, they say, tippy. "Put that in." Yeah. I'm not tipping the guy. I'm sorry.
It's empowering to say no.
I say no.
I love it.
Just say no.
No tip.
I make a big deal of it. I say no.
No.
Just so they hear you
all the time. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know what else I do know? Do you want to round this up for the, I don't know, cancer
I
or
fall
something.
Prey to that, too.
No.
I do that.
No.
I get sized when they ask me, do you want to round up?
Do you want to save kids? No.
Now, if it's like 99 cents, I'll almost always hit no.
Because I don't even think the money goes there.
If it's two or 3 cents, I'm always
saying
yes.
It's a scam. I don't even think the money goes to whatever they say. Round
How
up
do you
to
know?
The 10.
You have no idea.
Yeah,
the starving kids.
I don't know where that money's going.
I think everything's a scam.
Of course, but you have no idea.
True.
What if it's 18 cents? You don't want to give 18 cents to possible charity?
It's on my credit card.
I'll generally do that.
No.
Jason, I'm with you.
I'll round up? No.
I'll go from like 58, 79 up to 59.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever.
No.
Is 20 cents going to break me?
I'm with Drabby.
Seriously?
No, I say no.
It's filling in what the grocery store is already donating. They're just making their money back.
Yeah.
It's a big scam.
I think it's
a scam. They tell you, we donated $1 million this year.
Yeah.
Well, if they get $2 million in roundups, they keep the other million.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, I got rid of all my $2 bills at Capital One Arena last night. A couple to the bartender in the suite, a couple to the valet underneath the building.
Now, $2 bills.
I've been tipping the guy at Homewood to the $2 bills. He just laughs when I give
him
the
money.
I think he thinks it's fake.
Funny currency.
I said, no, dude, it's legit.
What do you tip when you go to a hotel bar? And you get your old fashioned, and it's $17.
That
what
should
do you
be
tip?
A $2 or $3 tip.
I do $3.
I think that's solid.
Hey, just give them $20.
If it's a $6 or $7 beer,
it's always credit card for me.
Right.
$6 or $7 beer, dollar, maybe two, maybe. Yeah.
I feel like if you ordered it should be probably, but it used to be the standard was $1 per drink. So
correct.
If you ordered 5 beers for people, you give them $5.
Sure.
But now I feel like it's too cheap. Now I feel like you got to give
a little chintzy.
You got to give a little bit more, maybe $7 or $8.
See, that's why I always keep cash.
You're the king of keeping
cash. Because people love the cash tips. And I don't want to tip on my credit card or my debit. I tip in cash.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of drinks, JP definitely ricked everyone yesterday.
Why?
When Surfside came and they brought all these cases.
Yeah. Did he take a bunch of them?
JP doesn't even drink. And he took all the good flavors home.
Oh, he did?
He took three cases home of...
He took the lemonades.
Hold on, he took three cases?
Yes, and left all the green teas. No offense.
But hold on, that was valid. Didn't you love the green tea ones?
I do love the green tea ones, but I like having the lemonades as well.
You know what that tells me? He must be having like a soiree or a get-together.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
People are just coming over and just... pounding the surf.
Did he take all the fruity ones?
Surfside brought three cases of the lemon, or no, six total cases of the lemonade, six total cases of green tea, and six total cases of the variety.
I was very respectful. Right. I took one pack of the green teas and one pack of like the iced teas and lemonades.
I might have taken, it might have been me. No. We saw JP do it, and I saw you leave with a stack over your head outside the door.
Yeah, I took four boxes or whatever cases.
I know. I saw you take four, but I don't know if you took all of the lemonade.
I just took one.
That's like kind of like one pallet box.
Yeah, it was one pallet box. Yeah.
No. But he took all every
took three of them.
He took all three
boxes,
of the lemonade.
Boxes?
I mean, did he need
three big boxes?
He took.
He's
three
probably
cases.
Bringing them down to South Carolina with him.
But he muttered to himself out loud, "I already have a bunch left over."
Oh, he's hoarding.
And then he still took the big
surfsides.
Why didn't you say, dude?
Because
he would have shared.
It's the host's endorsement. Yeah. Like
no, but he would. You would say, hey, dude, I like some of those. You should have said, hey,
how much
I like
was left
those.
Over?
But he's clearly hoarding them.
A lot of there's nothing against Surfside's amazing.
You don't like the iced tea flavor?
Green tea.
Oh, green tea.
It's for women.
I like the green tea. I think the lemonades sometimes can be a little too sweet for me. but other people love it.
Yeah, see, I'm a sugar addict.
I like the green
strawberry
tea.
Lemonade to me is fire. Absolute fire.
But I tried
the green tea.
I have a bunch of people that swear by the lemonade.
Yeah.
And when I see people for golf or have people over, I want to have some of the lemonades available.
Did JP need a dolly to get all the Surfside out of here? Like, how did he get it all down to his car?
He walked it down there. He decided to take that and not his wallet.
No, he took.
He's carrying so much Surfside, he didn't have room for his wallet.
Three of the lemonades. He didn't take one of each or one green tea, two lemonades. And lemonade is the most.
Do you think he did it on purpose or he's just stupid and he just picked?
He's selfish. He's selfish.
It seems purposeful.
Cokie or.
Yeah, but are you sure that he did it on purpose?
Maybe Cokie likes the lemonades.
But are you sure he didn't?
Yes, because he was picking through it. He saw
was
green
organizing
tea.
It.
If he was a big drinker like Bickle, I wouldn't think twice of it. The guy doesn't hardly drink, mm-hmm. but yeah, he took all the big
it's
sillies.
Very suspicious behavior. Yeah. I mean, I walked in, I saw the dolly that was filled to the brim with Surfsides yesterday. All that was left were, I believe, two cardboard cases and some shrink wrap.
No, there's some
zero Surfsides.
No, Drab's office has all the other ones.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
All right, well, so you have some.
I hope you like green tea, Bickle.
I've never tried it. I mean, green tea is another thing.
It's my favorite.
You, huh?
It's my favorite.
Hey, you can have Surfside and pour some olive oil like on top of it, like you're making like a Boilermaker back in the day. Do people do those anymore? No, no chance.
I never heard of it.
Shot of whiskey and followed by a beer?
This is massive golf weekend, and I was all but sized to be the hero at Hidden Creek and have all these... strawberry lemonade, Surfsides.
Strawberry lemonade, so good.
I know. It's the number one seed for most people.
Nothing. Yeah. JP absconded with all of it.
JP's double fisting them.
He doesn't even drink.
I know. He made sure to say that when he took all three.
It doesn't make any sense.
He must be having a party.
His wife doesn't drink that much either.
What is he doing this week? I didn't even know he's off.
He's going to Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Oh, so he's bringing it to the beach.
He's going to Myrtle.
That's what he's doing.
You know what?
He's probably bringing it to the beach.
He should drink 10. No, he should drink them responsibly, but he should drink 10 of them before he's dragged to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Is he in North Myrtle or is he at Earth
South? No, he's in the heart of it.
Oh, yeah. That's where I stayed. Yeah, seriously?
He's going to hate it.
It's trifling. If you're not in North Myrtle, believe me, I did it wrong. I didn't know the deal.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That South Myrtle or whatever is just, it ain't worth the drive.
No.
It's just a long ass drive for way worse than Ocean City.
Way worse?
I feel like it.
Hey, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.